Welcome to the review for International Awareness, the final exam for semester one. First of all, the essay. Three steps. What is child labor? The second step, why is it a bad thing? And the third step, what can we do to solve this problem? 80 words. 3段階でね、児童労働とは何ですか？そしてそれはなんで悪いことか？だから、何が起きるか？悪いこと。で、解決すれば、するのにどうすればいいのか？ちょっと解決は80ワード超えてもいいです。Alright。で次はね、キーワード。今から、その順番に説明していくから、だいたいテストで同じ言葉で説明します。見てみますとわかるんですけども、3つに分けてますね。Needs and Wants の Activity からのキーワードと、児童労働、Child Labor。で、最後は MDG。ね。Okay. First of all, to be fuzzy. This means not exact.Not exact. Next, a basic need. This means something you must have to survive. All right, like food, clothing, or shelter. Next, poverty. This means not having enough money for your basic needs.Means being poor. Next, a want. This is something that you'd like to have, but don't necessarily need. If you have it, you're happy, but if you don't have it, you can survive. Next, school uniforms. Well, these are clothing that students wear, and everybody wears the same clothing.No problem. Books. Well, this is something you read. It's something they have in a library. Next, a job. Well, this is something you do for money. Next, money. This is what you use to buy things with. Next,Many friends. This means people that you like. People that you like to, that you have lots of people that you like to spend time with. And lots of people that you do spend time with and have fun with. Next, farm animals. Well, you can see pigs, cows, chickens, things like that.Farms that you use for your life. Animals that you use for living. Next one is a pet. Well, this is an animal that you use for friendship, basically. Companionship. Next, a vacation. Well, this is some time, like a week or 2 weeks, or even a month or 2 months.Where you have nothing to do. It's a time for relaxing. Next, a religion. Well, this means you believe in something bigger than yourself. Like a god. All right. Music. Well, this is something we listen to.To enjoy. We listen to this to enjoy it, and it has rhythm, and it has melodies and notes. Next, also for music, this is something you play, right? You can play it. Next, TV. Well, this is something that you watch, and it has shows on, every hour. Sometimes it has movies on. All right. Next, clean water. Okay, this is water that is safe to drink. All right. Next, a doctor that you can afford. So afford, if you can afford it, it's not so expensive. And a doctor is a medical treatment. So this means medical treatment that isn't so expensive that you can't get it. Next, public transportation. Well, this means trains and buses and ways of going from one place to another that many people use together. It's not like a car, because a car is personal. This is public. Everybody uses it. All right. Next, a close local community. So this means that where you live, the people that live in your neighborhood know each other and are friendly with each other, basically. Next, a smile on your face. This means this is an expression that you have, and you make your mouth wide and show your teeth, and it means that you are happy or you're friendly. It's an expression that means you're happy or in a good mood. All right, next. The next ones are from child labor. So a little more difficult. First, globalization. This means that more and more businesses are buying and selling things in different countries. They're making things in one country and selling them in another country. So trading is happening across borders in different countries, and this is happening more and more. All right, child labor. This means that the children are exploited into working. All right, exploited. Sakushi sareteru. Into working, a job. All right, next, cash crop. This is a crop like rice or any kind of thing that you eat that you make to sell for money. It's not a crop that you make for yourself. It's something that you sell usually to a foreign country. A typical cash crop is coffee, bananas, even shrimp. And I mentioned nata de coco, a famous cash crop sold to Japan. And that's the next word. 次の単語がそれ。Coconut fiber. This means, in Japanese, nata de coco. And this is a cash crop that was very popular in Japan, but then it became not so popular. It lost its popularity. So this caused much damage to the environment in many countries in Asia. Next, sweatshop. This means a factory that is where the work is hard and the hours are long. Next, Nike. This is the shoe company that was famous for using child labor, but now they don't. Next, The Gap. This is a famous clothing store. And it's like Nike because there are stores in many, many different countries. It's a very global company. And The Gap also was famous for using child labor. And they were caught twice, actually. All right, so Nike and The Gap are big companies that were famous because they used to use child labor. Next, soccer balls. Soccer balls. These are something that are famous for being made by children. However, in Japan, now many of the places, for example, J-League, will not buy soccer balls made by child labor. But this is something, this is a sports good. This is a thing that's famous for being made by child labor. It's used in sports. Next, fair trade. Fair trade means a special thing that you buy. And this thing, usually a clothing, sometimes coffee. And it's a little expensive, but there's no child labor used to make it. All right. A demonstration. This is when many people get together to complain about a problem. We did this on Mirosuji. Next keywords are from the Millennium Development Goals. So MDG, this means Millennium Development Goal. Next, Millennium, this means 1,000 years. So this millennium started in the year 2000. Extreme poverty. Reducing this is the first Millennium Development Goal. Eradicating this is the first Millennium Development Goal. And this means being extremely poor, very, very poor. So living on less than $1 a day. Extreme poverty means living on less than $1 a day. Next one is primary education. This is Millennium Development Goal number 2. It means going to elementary school. Everybody should go to elementary school. That's Millennium Development Goal number 2. Number 3, gender equality. This is Millennium Development Goal number 3, and this means that men and women are equal. Men and women are treated the same. Next, child mortality. Child mortality. Reducing child mortality is Millennium Development Goal number 4. This means less children that die. Less young people dying. This means young people dying. The goal is for less young people to die. Next, maternal health. This is improving this is the Millennium Development Goal number 5. This means pregnant women's health. So a woman that has a baby inside her needs to make sure she's healthy. All right, next, AIDS, malaria, etc. Reducing this is Millennium Development Goal number 6. These are diseases that spread easily. Environmental sustainability, number 7. This is Millennium Development Goal number 7. This means that the nature and how we live can continue without being destroyed. So it can continue. Nature and how we're living our lives can continue without things getting destroyed. That's sustainability. Next, a global partnership for development. This is creating this is Millennium Development Goal number 8. This means that we need to trade more fairly, so that the developing countries can get richer in the same way that the developed countries are. A positive force. This means a good thing. And globalization needs to become this, because now it isn't a good thing. That's the next one. A negative force. This means it's a bad thing. It's something that's making things worse. And globalization is this now, because only the rich are getting richer and the poor aren't getting much better. Next, the last one, to break with business as usual. This is what Kofi Annan said we must do. And this means to change things in a big way. Okay, じゃあ、頑張ってください。で、その後夏休みも、ちゃんと宿題とかやってね。Okay, あとはエッセイね。80ワード。Spend the rest of your time with the essay. Bye-bye.